Are alive. Thank goodness. It's okay. Focus on your breathing. Okay, do it with me. In and out. In and out. That's better, yeah? I was really afraid that you weren't going to wake up. You are so still. What are you staring at? Oh, this? Wait, have you never seen a mermaid before? I thought that you're a pirate. Well, judging by your ship and your clothes, the main giveaway, however, was this. I went through your pouch. I hope you don't mind. I've only seen pirates carry these. I recognize the design. What is it exactly? What's a gun? Oh, so I should put it down. You look like you want me to put it down. Here. You're shivering, you poor thing. Let's, drag you out of the shade and into the sun. There you go. Is that better? I think the color is finally starting to return to your face. You're scared of me. Don't try to hide it, I can tell. Look, I'm not a siren, if that's what you're thinking. I know you've probably heard all sorts of tales about those. We may look the same, but we couldn't be more different, really. It's not my intent to hurt you. If I wanted to drown you, I probably wouldn't have dragged you to shore, now would I? I'm a mermaid, not a siren. Listen, I have some bad news. It may be hard for you to hear. You were the only survivor of the shipwreck. I tried to go back for them, but by the time I got there, it was too late. You were the only one I could save. I'm so sorry. Were you close to your crew? How long were you with them? Well, yeah, I guess that's not too long. Still, I can imagine this must be hard to process. Here. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, this? It's a kiss. Don't tell me humans don't kiss. Because I know for a fact that they do. I've seen it. Oh, I see. Oh, well, for mermaids, it's like a way to comfort someone when they're sad. You just lean forward and you press your lips to theirs. I'm sorry, if I'd known that, if I'd known what humans think of kissing, I wouldn't have. So then, how do humans comfort other humans? Yes, I know what a hug is. Do you want a hug? Why does your shirt have so many buttons? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why does anyone need 8 buttons? I suppose to hold your shirt together. It needs all the help it can get right now. The rack really tore it up, didn't it? I'd offer to patch it up, but I can't sew. I could put something together with seaweed and seashells. Okay, you don't seem very fond of that idea. Never mind then. I love the way the sun is hitting your face right now. It makes your eyes a really pretty color. And combined with the sand on your face, it kind of looks like your skin is sparkling. Humans really are beautiful creatures. Do you ever think about that? If I were human, I think I would spend every day laying on the sand, bathing in sunlight. It's the best feeling in the whole world. It's so much colder and darker under the sea. I wouldn't recommend it. No. The sun is starting to dry your hair. Yeah, mine takes forever to dry. I've only ever been on land long enough for it to dry completely, like once. But I love the way it feels. Lightweight and soft. Your hair is really soft. What? You keep laughing at me. Yes, you do. Okay, well, I can tell that you're trying not to. Did I mispronounce something? I tend to do that sometimes. Oh. Well, is it okay if I touch your hair? I didn't think that it was a weird thing to do. Human culture confuses me a lot. Well, to me, it seems like you never come within 2 feet of each other. I heard a phrase once, touch starvation. It's what happens when you don't get enough physical touch. It's not a good thing. Do you have a home to get back to? Oh. No, nothing's wrong. I guess I'm just realizing that you can't stay on this island forever. We have to get you back home. Well, yeah, I'm not just gonna leave you here. And whatever happens, I'm going to make sure that you get back to where you need to be. Until then, we could just lay here. You have a lot of resting to do before you get back on your feet. Can I rest my head on your chest? Unless that's another one of those things that humans don't really do upon meeting. Okay, good. I can hear your heartbeat. It's nice and steady. That's good. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't woken up. I really thought that you were dead. Please don't scare me like that again. I mean it. This is my favorite island. I come here all the time. To lay in the sun. But I can never stay for long. I'm not really supposed to. It's just a rule that we have. It can be dangerous. Well, humans aren't always the kindest of souls. You're different, though. That's why I knew I had to save you. Well, the shipwreck wasn't actually the first time that I'd seen you. I noticed you before that. Sometimes when I see a ship, I'll swim to the surface and watch. And I'll listen to the conversations you all have. Sometimes there's music and dancing. That's my favorite. I've seen glimpses of you over the past couple days. And I knew that if I were going to save anyone on that ship, it would have to be you. Because you're worth saving. I can't be out here for much longer. I should probably get back. But tell you what, I'll sneak back out soon to check on you and I'll bring you food. Of course. And then once you're feeling better, I'll get you home. I promise. Okay, well, get lots of rest. Can I kiss you on the cheek? Okay, bye for now.